This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Liam and Dean. That is one that just gets me right into the mood, doesn't it? We've been talking Harry Potter houses. I'm Gryffindor.
I'm Hufflepuff.
And our next guest tells us that they believe they're a Slytherin.
Hello,
give it up
hello.
For Anastasia from Trans POV. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
So you think the house that you would belong to is Slytherin. Tell me why.
Well, because I always excelled at chemistry, especially when it involves like lab work.
Ah, so you think because of potions.
Potion and toxicology, really.
Okay. I was like, there you go.
I have always been into toxicology from university. Like, I love it. I love the whole idea of, you know.
I thought you were going to go in a completely different direction.
I've always been into Toxic by Britney Spears, so that's fair.
It's similar. Now, you have had quite an interesting day today, haven't you? Tell us a bit about it.
So, technically I'm modelling for this gown for a fashion student.
Wow.
So she's cisgender, Caucasian, and she is not from our community, which is very fascinating. But then at the same time,
I think we should explain just for some listeners. I've just realised some listeners may not know that you're transgender.
Yes.
I just realised they may not know that part of the story.
So pronounce it she, hers, right? And so the gown I'm modelling for, it's been shortlisted to be Gown of the Year.
Wow.
So actually,
that's huge.
Well, but then at the same time, at the judging panel today, we were actually competing with professionally designed gowns and dresses, which is quite strange because, so this work is of a student who has little experience in the industry and she's competing against a few, you know, established ones out there.
I guess when you've got it, though, you've got it when the inspiration strikes.
And then the thing is, like, the story about it is just so amazing. Like, she had to suffer and watch her then uncle, now auntie, going through whatever was going on through the marriage debate.
Yeah.
And so she decided to, you know what, I'm going to do like proto attire as my graduation project.
So the project is making, it was making an outfit for you.
For me and three other trans people.
So what was it like? So you did a runway or a shoot? What did you do today?
Today was more like judging panel and walking around the room for the judges to see. But the main gala is next Friday.
So what was it like being in this space where, you know, something's been designed for you and with you in mind and you're surrounded by other people with outfits where it's a bit of a different narrative?
It's very flat. Like, it was quite a flattering experience, really, because, you know, I could see that other designers, like, they made the dress to wear the models. Mm-hmm. But in my case,
the dress was made for you.
Yeah, so I wear the dress. I got to wear the dress, you know. Everything was made to my body.
Wow.
Rather than the other way around. And then the fascinating thing was so there was two Asian models in the room.
Uh-huh.
The other one is cisgender. And then we both were used by Caucasian designers. But then all of the Asian designers in that room were using Caucasian models.
The old switcheroo.
Which is quite strange, isn't it?
That is odd.
You know what, though? I mean, I think a lot of us wouldn't realise just even the sense you're talking about having something made specifically for you and for your body, but also what that means for a transgender person to be able to have something made that's catered specifically for them as opposed to having to fit clothes that are not necessary. I mean, do clothes have a gender in that sense, but clothes aren't necessarily made for that kind of for different bodies in different ways. So it must be really nice to have that experience.
I know. And the thing is, you know, my dress, it has like very light in between the layers. So at the gala, it will literally light up the runway.
Okay,
so the
gala, you need to describe this dress for us.
So it's like an off shoulder, like the bodice is a corset with like lace and flower, like floral embroidery.
Wow.
And it has like this cascading veil, like, you know, going through it.
Yeah.
And in between each layers of the gown, like of the bottom bit, you have all this fairy light underneath.
Is it heavy?
It's actually, if it fits perfectly on you, then it wouldn't feel heavy.
So next week, do you walk a runway with it lit up?
Yes.
Okay, so how nervous are you about that? You know,
I am nervous.
Have you been practicing your blue steel and hand on the hip and all of that?
Well, you know, because the thing is, you know, it's actually quite fascinating how there has always been some preconceived notion in that, you know, in this industry, people are very LGBTIQ friendly, but then that was not what I experienced.
Oh,
today.
You didn't experience that today?
No.
But was it because because you're a model, you're kind of just a piece of meat in that regard, you're a hanger? Was it that kind of thing?
Not really, because like the designer clearly, you know, she put her heart into me and my body. Like she helped me like walking and she kept asking me whether I was comfortable to breathe. But there is, it's the outsiders, it's the other designers and other models. Like the way they looked at me, I'm like, interesting. Like I always expected like, you know, the fashion industry... It's more,
would just be more welcoming.
Yeah, yeah. But then not really, you know?
Oh, and that's, I mean, that's a shame. It's but I'm very much looking forward to hearing all about, you know, it's still so exciting that you're going to get to wear this and do this and walk the runway. You must be really
thrilled. Yeah, and then, so probably the gala next week on Friday, you have like the big names in the industry you're coming
How
as well.
How exciting. Are you you're nervous, aren't you?
I am nervous. I've been working out and I, you know, like right as soon as I got off, got the gown off me, I went to Macca's, I had like a burger meal. I've been craving for it.
You know, you've just got to eat celery and focus. You don't need to. You look fantastic. You're thin as you are. Well, we look forward to hearing all about that. It is interesting when you look at it in that different way. Even though you're from Slytherin, we still welcome you here. It's completely fine. You're on Mad Wednesday with Liam and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.